第十二章一到十一节。
Let us open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们当中的不少人上个星期五都去了这个 Kissimmee， 享受了 Gracia 到奥兰多带来的这个圣诞颂歌。
So last Friday, many of us were able to go to Kissimmee to listen to and enjoy the Gracia choir.
有多少人去了？
How many of you went?
我们教会大概一半以上的人哈。
So,
对，还有人去了没进去。
And in fact, many of you were blocked outside of the doors because they'd already started this.
显然，堵在外面的人是很遗憾的。
And so it was, you know, they were very regretful that they couldn't show up on time.
对现场的观众来说，无论如何，这个提前来到的 Christmas Cantata。给大家带来了耶稣基督降生的喜悦，是吗
？And I'm sure all of you who are there were able to feel the joy of Christmas through that cantata.
我请问你们在场的，看见有没有？不是那些没回去的人哈，没看见的，给你们留下最深的印象是什么
？Of those of you who were there, what was the deepest impression that you got from that concert?
美妙的歌喉，韩国人唱英文唱得很好。
Was it their skill in singing? Was it their fluency in English?
宏大的管弦乐队。
Was it the orchestra?
有的人也原来以为放音乐呢，后头发现哦，是一个乐队。
A lot of people thought that they were just piping music through a tape recorder. No, they were accompanied by an actual orchestra.
是吧？所以我相信，多数人的记忆中很可能因为他们出色的演技和天赋来感谢。
And so I'm sure all of you were able to enjoy.Their excellent acting and singing skills.
但有多少人意识到他们的恩赐是上帝所赐
？But how many of you remembered to also give thanks to the God who gave them such gifts?
他们为什么很投入的演出
？Why were they so? Why did they pour out of themselves so thoroughly?
如此高的水准为什么是免费的
？Why were they willing to give of such high quality services for free?
那他们的生活应该谁来负责
？Who takes care?
有没有这样的遐想
？Living.Did you ever think of that?
有些人会想到。
Some people did.
如果我们把我们的人生看作一台戏的话
，If we look at our life as a performance,
上帝是导演，宇宙、天地是舞台，整个的人类、天使，包括耶稣基督。
And so if we look at life as a drama, God is the director. The universe is a stage, and human beings and angels and Jesus Christ.
当然还包括堕落的天使、魔鬼，都是演员。
And even the devil himself is what are actors on this stage.
那你觉得上帝怎么来评价我们这些人，每一个人
how do you think God sees every one of us?
上帝从一本造出世上万族的人。
Because God is one who created all peoples.
预先预定他们的疆界，祝福了他们。
He set out the appointed places and times for them and blessed them.
接着，当人类背离他，成为罪的奴仆的，活在死亡的笼罩之下的时候
，But man rejected God and became slaves of sin.
上帝开始他漫长的救赎计划。
Living under the shadow of death, God began His plan of salvation.
再次恩待了本该受责罚的人类。
And he was once again gracious to those who deserved death.
也就是说，这位创造的主和救赎的主两次恩待了他所爱的人。
And so God, over again, in these two significant times, was gracious to his people.
我们要称为创造的恩典和救赎的恩典。
We call this the grace of creation and the grace of salvation.
在这种恩典中，其中有一项就是上帝给人类许许多多的才干。
And in one of these blessings is that God has given people many talents.
智慧、能力、口才、音乐、治理世纪、耕耘人生。
That they had wisdom, they have power, they have the ability to speak, they have the ability to manage, they have the ability to take care of everything.
作为被救赎的人，基督徒，他们不仅得到了圣灵赐下的耶稣基督的生命。
And as Christians, we not only have the life from the Holy Spirit.
他还给了我们一些属灵的恩赐
We also have gifts from the Spirit as well.
让我们能够建造上帝的国度来荣耀他来造福人类
So that we can build the kingdom of God together to glorify God and to benefit each one another.
如果我们时间快进一同站在历史的终结点上时间的点上当人类被带到进入将来永恒的之前
So today we are also standing on the stage of history. We are near, we are And we are looking forward.
对，如果我们站在将来结束时。
And we look forward to the end of history.
如果我们站在那历史终结的时候，我们回顾这一生的时光。
And we look back on our lives here on earth.
我们这台戏演的怎么样？
How was our performance?
上帝、天使和其他人对我们有什么样的评价？
How does God see us in our lives?
他们最看重我们什么？
What would be the most attractive thing about our lives to them?
天然的才干，属灵的恩赐，实在有很多的光照人的地方。
Because we know that our natural talents and our supernatural talents all have areas that are very, very, very flashy.
美妙的歌喉。
Those who have who can sing well.
巨大的经济影响。
Those who have great economic influence.
今天打乒乓球的时候，天才的体育健将。
And we're going to experience today, some very excellent athletic skills.
讲道的口才。祷告医治的能力。
Some people are good preachers. Some people have power of prayer.
偶然的时候，你听到没有学过英文的人能够翻译英文给中国人听。
And maybe you've even heard of even more miraculous things, like someone who's never even learned English, who can yet translate into Chinese.
我就认识一个老人，根本不识任何的字，但是他竟然能够读懂和合本圣经，其他东西仍然读不懂。
I met a man who was otherwise completely illiterate, and yet he could read the Bible.
我们看重这些呢，还是最后我们是否看得尽最大的可能，实现了上帝给我们这些天然的才干和属灵恩赐的目的呢？
But are we just looking at those superficial things, or are we looking at the reason why God has given us such great gifts?
希腊的这个教会格林多是当年充满了很多恩赐的。
And we know from Corinthians that the church there was also a very gifted church.
但是他们不知道怎么样搭配使用，每个人都以他们有的东西是最好的。
But nobody knew how to use their gifts properly, and everybody thought themselves as the greatest for their own gifts.
我们华人福音教会虽然没有当年的格林多教会热闹那么多的多彩多姿。
But maybe our church is not nearly as lively as theirs was.
但我相信大家都能肯定，上帝的确不断的赐福给这个教会。属灵的恩赐至少不比其他奥兰多华人教会少。
And we can see that God has indeed gifted this church.
同意吗？但是目的呢？
But why? What is the point of all this?
它是来造就耶稣基督的身体。
It is to build up the body of Christ.
请问我们是更愿意向往殷勤做上帝恩赐的好管家呢？还是说给我恩赐来彰显我自己的荣耀？
Are we willing to be good and faithful servants of God's gifts?
包括本教会的荣耀。带这个问题，我们今天来读《哥林多前书》新约中的这个第十二章，一到十一节。
So I would like to read for you today, 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
对，你们都打开你们的圣经了。如果新朋友的话，你可以使用在架在前面的公用圣经。
If you do not have a Bible, we have provided Bibles in the pews.
对，你翻到目录，一定都能够找到在比较后面的这个哥林多前书是保罗的书信。
At the very beginning of the Bible is a table of contents, so you can use that to find 1 Corinthians.
由于今天我用的是新译本，所以我在台上跟 Mary 一块来念一句中文，一句英文。
And so today I will be reading out of a different version than what you're used to. So I will be reading above, and the interpreter will be reading in English.
对，我们一同来看。
Let us look together.
弟兄们，关于属灵的恩赐，我不愿意你们不明白。
Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be uninformed.
你们知道，你们还是教外人的时候，总是受迷惑、被引诱去拜那些不能说话的偶像。
You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to mute idols. However, you were led.
所以你们知道，被上帝的灵感动而说话的人，没有一个人会说耶稣是可咒诅的，除非是被圣灵感动，也没有人能说耶稣是主。
Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says Jesus is accursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit.
恩赐有许多种，却同一位圣灵所赐的。
Now there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit.
服事的职分有许多种，但是同一位主。但是是同一位主。
And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord.
工作的方式也有许多种，但人是一位上帝，是他在众人里面做成一切。
And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone.
第七节，圣灵显现在个人身上，是为了使人得着益处。
Verse 7, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
有人借着圣灵领受了智慧的言语，又有人靠着同一位圣灵领受了知识的言语。
To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit.
又有人因着同一位圣灵领受了信心，还有人因着这位圣灵领受了医治的恩赐。
To another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit.
另有人可以行神迹，另有人可以讲道，另有人可以辨别诸灵，也有人能说各种的方言，也有人能翻译方言。
To another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, the ability to distinguish between spirits, to another, various kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues.
这一切都是这一位圣灵所做，他按照自己的意思，个别的分给个人。
All of these are empowered by one and the same Spirit who apportions to each one individually as he wills.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你给了教会诸般的恩赐。
For you have given gifts to the church.
求主你帮助我们明白你恩赐是什么。
Please help us understand what your gifts are.
帮助我们理解你为什么要给我们。
And to help us to understand why you have given them to us.
更给我们一个正确的动机，让我们如何使用你的恩赐。
And help us to be able to know how to use your gifts properly.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们今天的标题是面对你的属灵恩赐。
So today's sermon is on how to use your spiritual gifts.
什么意思呢？
What's that mean?
这是基督徒的行话，你一般人听不懂。
So this is, you know, one of those Christian specialist terms that you probably have never heard outside of a church.
但还没有入门的来说，这很简单，听起来有点悬，但实际上就是普通人说的，天生我材必有用。
And so, you know, but if you're not a Christian, you know, in plain speak, it's just the talents that you have.
那我们究竟如何能对得起上苍的厚礼，没有白活我们的人生？
So how do we live up to these gifts from God and not waste our lives?
我打算用这三个问题来回答。
And so I would like to answer it in these three ways.
鼓励弟兄姐妹和朋友们来一同思想这位厚赐人的上帝给我们的恩赐的目的。
So that we can think about the God who has given our gifts and why he has given them to us.
明白什么是属灵的恩赐。
So what are gifts?
一同来建造教会，拓展他的国度。
So we can build his church and expand his kingdom.
也就是说我们要先看第一个，就是什么是属灵的恩赐。
So what are gifts?
什么是属灵的恩赐。
What are spiritual gifts?
这第一、第二节讲的很有意思。
Verses 1 and 2 are very clear.
保罗说关于属灵的恩赐，他不希望他们没有不明白，根本不搞不清楚。
Now, you know, I want you guys to get this right.
很多人没信主之前也有一些经历。
Because before you became Christians, you probably had some experience.
有些人并不是现在都是无神论的，他经历过各种各样的奇奇怪怪的事，气功啊，打坐啊，看见什么异象啊。
So, you know, not everybody is 100% staunch atheist when they become, before they become Christians. They've had experiences that they had a difficulty explaining.
不过我不知道什么原因，我们这个年轻的教会没有太多的机会在讲台上讨论狭义的属灵恩赐。
But as a church, we probably haven't really discussed the broader meaning of spiritual gifts.
The specific. 但是我们很广泛的成因里上我们讲过。
We've probably talked about it in the general terms.
我们谈到属灵的恩惠。
We've talked about the grace of the Spirit.
因为我们不断提醒整个基督徒的人生是一个什么？恩典的人生。恩典就是礼物。
Because we know that the life of a Christian is a life of grace. And what is grace? Grace is a gift.
基督教跟其他所有宗教的一个最主要的分野点就是上帝是赐恩，主动来爱我们的主。
The difference between Christianity and all other religions is that we believe that God is a God who is gracious.
不是你爬天梯到了上面，而是上帝从上面下来带你上去。
It is not that we go to God, but that God comes to us.
是我们不可能做任何的事情来换来这一切。
And we cannot earn any of God's favor by any means.
所以当我们说这个恩赐的时候，这个恩典的时候，往往跟我们的救恩有关系，把罪怎么除去，人怎么跟上帝和好有关。
And so that's why we also always talk about the grace of God in especially in the cleansing and removal of our sin.
所以对基督徒来说，我们还有一个术语，就是说我们是属灵的果子怎么样，我们的生命如何。
And that's why we also talked about the fruit of our lives, how we are to live our lives.
就是这个拯救恩典产生的结果。
And that is the result of which being saved by grace.
但是保罗在这里特别使用了另一个词，他说属灵的恩赐，原文是讲圣灵的，就是 pneuma。
And so, when Paul here he talks about the gifts of the Spirit, he means of the Spirit itself.
但后来他开始转移另一个词 charisma。
And that it's only later that he talks about the term that we're more familiar with, the charisma.
这个词在说这个属灵恩赐的时候，特别是强调一种功能、一种恩赐、一种职能、一种技能。
So a charisma is talking about a power or a specific skill or a specific position.
可以跟救恩没有直接的关系的。
It may not be directly related to salvation, but of course it is from the Spirit.
虽然从圣灵而来，但是我们把它称为恩赐。
So we call that the gifts of the Spirit.
把跟救恩连在一起的呢，称为恩典。
And then the gifts of the Spirit in relation to our salvation, that is grace.
或者说圣灵的果子，圣灵的恩赐。来把它分开。
So we often talk about the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit.
但是很有意思，保罗在教导这个属灵恩赐之前，先强调什么？你刚刚读的第一、第二节，强调什么？
And so
强调哪一个？
So
圣灵的果子，还是就是圣典，还是恩赐？
So but before Paul goes into the gifts, he starts out with doing
第一、第二、第三节
the grace of the Spirit.
他要来让大家记住，所有的恩赐都是上帝赐下的，而且特别强调重生悔改的恩典，对不对
？And so Paul here is not just talking about the gift of the Spirit, but he says even salvation itself is a gift of the Spirit.
认耶稣为主是同一位上帝圣灵所重生的人能够做出的事。
Because that is something. Because knowing Christ as God is something that only a Christian who has been reborn can do.
保罗生怕我们不明白究竟是什么让我们从根本上从不信。到相信耶稣基督为主，这个转变究竟怎么发生的
？Paul wants us to be very clear on what exactly transformed us from unbelief to belief.
保罗好像是在说，在奥兰多这个繁华的旅游城市里面，上帝使用了很多的人带领你们信主。
Because if you think about your own path to belief, there's probably a lot of things that happened in your life.
上帝用这个弟兄那个姐妹跟你讲耶稣的事。
Because you know this brother or that sister probably has
come to preach
the gospel. Maybe you've been invited to the church before.
请你参加小组，请你吃饭，华山论道。
And you know maybe you've been in our small groups. Maybe you've eaten meals with us.
有的时候你特殊的经历也让你看见，什么都是浮云。
And maybe you've had experiences and you realize the pointlessness of a mundane life.
意识到人生的意义和方向不在你手里，除非造物主让你明白。
And you realize that you have no confidence in the meaning.
也许前两天就是前几个月，然后前几个星期布道会的时候，你感动的觉知，然后有一句话说到你心里了，你就相信耶稣了。
And maybe you have attended one of our evangelical meetings, and you were very touched by those words.
你可能是哭着，也可能闹着，可能很安静的做了一个决定，说我要跟随他。
And maybe you were weeping, maybe you were laughing, or maybe you were just sitting there very silent.
说让耶稣基督做你的主宰，做你生命的救主。
And you invited Christ into your life to be your Lord.
这些都是非常重要的元素。
And of course, those are important things.
但是，请你注意，保罗在这里特别强调什么
？But Paul is here especially points out what?
不是所有外在的东西。
It's not any of these external things.
他说，所以我让你们知道，除非人被圣灵感动，也没有人能说什么，耶稣是主。
I want you to understand that no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit.
所以从根本上来说，人信主使人归向耶稣基督，是上帝的圣灵感动的结果，重生的结果。
The reason why we can even become Christians in the first place is God gave the Spirit to give us a new life.
当然，上帝使用各种各样的恩赐，包括讲员。
And of course, God is going to use every means He has to His disposal.
当我们这些参加这个受洗班的人，当你们来思想回忆你们蒙恩的过程的时候，或者你将来向别人传福音的时候
，So if whether you are a new believer in our baptism class, or you are a seasoned Christian preparing to preach the gospel to someone to an unbeliever,
但是我们心里必须要明白，救恩出于耶和华。
We are to understand that salvation comes from God.
这给我们带来很大的安慰。
This is a great, this is actually a great comfort.
救恩不在你的手里，在上帝手里是一件好事。
Salvation is not up to you; it's up to God.
想想你一生中犯了多少错。
Because we know we stumble a lot in our lives.
滥用你的恩赐，滥用你的时间。
We've wasted our time and we've wasted our talents.
同时，也给我们一个谦卑的心。
And when you give us, and this gives us a heart of humility.
当我们领人归主，上帝借我们成就的时候，我们发现我们是跟圣灵同工的。
And when we, yes, we can rejoice when we lead people to the Lord because we are working with the Spirit.
讲到信主的时候，也明白说这是耶稣的灵做的工作。
And when we preach to other people, and
所以我们都不会骄傲了，对吧？
We realize that it's the work of the Spirit, that so we should not be proud.
但如果我们就简单这么明白了，当好了，实际上就不那么简单。
But unfortunately, things sometimes aren't that simple.
还记得耶稣的门徒赶鬼成功的时候，耶稣怎么提醒他们
？So we remember once Jesus sent his disciples out, and they came back joyful, saying, "Even the devils submitted to us."
结果耶稣是什么？不要因为魔这些鬼魔服了你们就高兴，要为什么？你们的名字写在天上而喜乐。
Jesus reminded them, "Rejoice, for your names are written in heaven."
所以我们进入下面之前呢，我要你一定记住，拯救的恩典永远大于恩赐。
So as we go into the next sections, I want you to remember that the grace of salvation is the greatest gift.
恩赐是用来把恩典带入其他人的生命中，恩赐本身不是目的。
The gifts are to lead other people in grace. The gifts are not an end to themselves.
除此之外呢，除了这个恩赐都是源自上帝，还有一件事情。
And these gifts are from God, and there's also one other thing.
究竟恩赐是什么
？What are gifts?
这个第四到第六节说，恩赐有多种，却同一位圣灵；服事职分有多种，但同一位上帝；工作有很多方式，但仍然一位上帝。
So the starting from verse 4, we see, you know, there's all kinds of gifts, but there's only one Spirit.
保罗这里有两个重点，一个就是说，无论圣灵的恩赐多少、多特别、多一般，都是三位一体上帝所赐的。
And so Paul says, no matter how many gifts, how diverse, how usual or how unusual, they are all from God, the Trinity.
就像雅各书第一章十七节说，各样美好的赏赐，那完备的恩赐，都是从上面，从众光之父所赐下的。
Just as James 1:17 tells us that all of the good gifts, all of the rewards are from the Father of lights.
如同救恩一样，恩赐也是属于上帝的。我们不过是什么恩赐的管家。
And so, like salvation, like the grace of God, gifts are also from God. We are just the managers.
在这里头说，其次，保罗更进一步，开始把恩赐好像三个类别归给上帝的三个位格。
And so, he then splits gifts down into three categories and kind of connects each category to one of the persons of the Trinity.
当然，保罗这个上帝的工作都是三位在一起工作的。
And of course, we know that the Trinity are called the Trinity because they work together.
但是保罗显然要我们明白他们特别的功用。
But Paul here he's categorizing it so we understand what their purpose is.
当他说恩赐作为礼物的时候，把它跟什么？跟圣灵连在一起。
That first, that the our spiritual gifts are well gifts.
你知道吗？在耶稣基督第一次来和第二次来之间，上帝给信主的人最大的一件礼物是什么？就是圣灵，其他东西都没有应许，大房子大车没肯定的，是不是生病，是不是早死，没肯定的。但有一件是肯定，就是圣灵给了所有重生的人。
What was the greatest gift that God gave when Jesus after Jesus went to heaven? The Holy Spirit, because that is what He has promised us. Not anything else. Not a big house. Not a big car. Not health. Not wealth. Not good fortune. But just the Spirit.
Good.你看十份的，接下来他说职份的十份，侍奉的职份，他跟主耶稣连在一起。
And second, the second kind of gifts are the gifts of ministry that is connected with Jesus.
谁是这个教会的主啊
？Who is the Lord of this church?
有时候我都忘了，以为我是这个教会的主。
A lot of times I forget and I think I'm in charge of this church.
我们都知道，耶稣基督是教会的元首。
No, Christ is the head.
所有的职份是他来设立的。
He is the one.
就像圣餐的设立一样。
And just as he had established the communion for us,
所以职分一定被这个国度的君王、国度的祭司和教会的先知来分派。
And God will establish his kings, his priests, and his prophets.
我们将来安立新的长老的时候，我们把手按在他身上的时候，是代表上帝的权柄。我们是一个象征性的，真的是上帝的权柄领导他们。
And when we ordain new elders and we place our hands on them to anoint them, that is symbolic of God's anointing.
请你们亲爱为这些将来的长老祷告。
So I ask you to pray for these new elders.
第三，他说工作的方式 ，activity.
Third is the activities.
他跟什么？跟父神连在一起。
He connected that with the Father.
保罗会讲的，一切都源于他，一切都归于他，一切都为了他，都在讲这位神。
For all things are of him and in him and for him.
所以他在众人里面做成了一切。保罗在，甚至他跟在。在这个希腊的神庙面前，向那些大的哲学家讲道了。他说：“我们生活、动作、存留都在乎于什么？创造宇宙万物的上帝。”
And so we remember Paul standing in Athens preaching to those philosophers, saying everything in our lives is are of his concern.
所以圣经为我描述这位上帝，的确有太多值得赞美的地方。
And so we know that God is worthy of our praise.
其中我点一点，就是上帝绝对不是一位小气的上帝。
Because we know that God is not a stingy God.
非常慷慨大方。
He is a greatly generous.
不光把生命给你，把技能也给你。
Because he has not only given you life, but he has given you your
talents. 他乐意把他最大的才能赐给一切爱他、相信他的人。
And he's willing, he has gladly gives his gifts to those who love him.
想想人吧，有点什么特别的，我们都掖着藏着，然后不愿意给上给别人，别人看见说也是好东西，别人给偷了。
How about us human beings? We're very stingy with what little we have, and we are always hiding our treasures as if somebody else is going to steal them.
稍微慢一点，就发现这个事情就吃亏了。
And we're always afraid of being taken advantage of.
但是上帝很有意思，改变人。我一个北京的牧师给我讲过一个故事，是他妈信主之前特小气。
So I remember there was a pastor from Beijing who told me that before his mom was a Christian,
小气到一个地步，别人到他
so stingy.
小心到一个地步，别人到他们家用那个马桶，他就说：“呀，我的水呀。”
She was so stingy that she wouldn't even let people use her bathroom because she felt like it was a waste of water.
但是信主以后，真的发生很多的变化。
But after she became a Christian, her whole life was transformed.
除了家里打开让别人查经之外，她买很多好吃的东西给他。他再不说我的钱呢，不说了。
She opened her home to a small group, and she would buy all sorts of good things for them to eat, and she was no longer stingy.
为什么？因为她发现上帝是一位慷慨的上帝。
She realized that God is a
愿意把他自己分享给我们这些有上帝形象的人。
Pour himself out for those of us who have His image.
所以什么是属灵的恩赐呢？让我总结一下。
So what are the gifts of the Spirit?
就是三一的上帝按他自己的美意。
And that is the things that the Triune God, out of His own will,
赐给信徒特别的侍奉、工作的技能和能力，用来建造像他的身体，来彼此服侍。
And so has given the gifts and the ministries and the activities to His believers.
好让众人一同长成耶稣基督的身量。
To build up the church and serve one another, so that everyone can grow into the image of Jesus Christ.
所以，当我们理解什么是圣灵的恩赐以后，我们现在就预备好来看圣灵分给个人甚至不同教会的这些项特别恩赐的目的。
And now that we've looked at what the gifts are, let's look at why we have been given.
其实这个问题并不难答，在这一节有一节经文在第七节。
And so the answer is very simple. It's in verse 7.
第七节这样说：圣灵显现在个人身上，为的是要人得到益处。
That the Spirit is revealed.To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
大家都知道我们的要理问答说，整个上帝的目的是什么？人生的目的，荣耀神，以他为乐。这节经文就是一个很经典的。
So we know when we study the catechism, question one is, what is the chief purpose of man? To glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. And where does that come from? This is one of the verses.
不过这个经文有一点点意外，就是说圣灵要表现在这些得到恩赐的人身上，来彰显他的荣耀。
And so, this is a little bit of a surprise to us that the Spirit has chosen us to manifest Himself through.
你一定听我多次讲到说圣灵来的主要的目的是什么？荣耀耶稣基督，对不对？他往往是一个无名英雄，躲在背后，在幕后里面的。
Because.You've heard me preach about the work of the Spirit before, and how the Spirit generally prefers to be behind the scenes to glorify the Son and the Father.
这一点是对的，但是在第七节里头，它产生另一个要点，让我们要注意的。
But it also raises up a point to be sure.
就是说，圣灵要在我们身上得到他应得的荣耀。
That he too is God and will receive glory through.
今天罗玉姐妹带我们唱圣灵的这个充满的诗歌。
And so today our sister led us to sing hymns in glory of the Spirit.
让我就想起另一首短歌，就是说天父我爱你，然后这个耶稣我爱你，然后圣灵我爱你。 你说这个会唱金白你歌颂你是吧，有这个歌对吧，但是我自己觉得我在唱这歌的时候呢有一个问题。
And so when I sang the hymns this morning, I remembered another hymn that sometimes we sing, which is it's a doxology type of hymn where we sing, you know, Father, I adore you, I worship you and I adore you. Jesus, I worship you, I adore you. Holy Spirit, I worship you and adore you. And so every time I get to that third verse, I'm not really sure how to react.
因为我们这些福音派的弟兄姐妹来唱这个歌的时候有点羞涩，大声的唱天父，大声的唱耶稣，到了圣灵我们就赶快唱过去，教义上是正确，不过呢好像我们没有经历过，一谈这个东西谈龙色变。
And so maybe because, you know, as an evangelical church, we don't really emphasize the work of the Spirit. So every time we get to that verse, we don't really know how to express ourselves properly.
毕竟圣灵的工作是非常奇妙的，奥秘像风来，像风去一样。
Because the Holy Spirit is very mysterious. It comes and goes as it pleases, like the wind.
不过就连福音派的著名的学者D.R. Carson 在他一个根据哥林多前书的12章和14章这段东西产生的一个解经书，也这样说。
Even D.A. Carson, who is a famed evangelical scholar, he wrote a book about the Spirit using 1 Corinthians chapters 12 through 14.
他给了一个题目，你知道叫什么吗
？And the name of the book was
Showing the Spirit.
所以就是圣灵的显现。
对，但是这个中文翻译翻得不好，翻成圣灵的大能，大概就是因为太福音派不敢翻说圣灵要彰显他的荣耀。
And so, the Chinese translation translated to the power of the Spirit because they were afraid that they might look too charismatic.
这里的重点是彰显圣灵。
But the point of these verses here is to show the Spirit.
保罗在这里说，当圣灵虽然自己的意思把能力赐给拯救的人之后，让他们在教会侍奉，就是要来展现圣灵的荣耀。
Because the Spirit gives these gifts to those who are saved to show His glory.
我在另一个福音机构工作，我们都发现，我们不光是因为教义上正确，也需要基督徒在那工作，而且发现，在教会中的人到工作岗位上的多数情况，如果他真明白，是很好的工人，他们还有额外的技能。
And so, you know, I work for a Christian nonprofit organization. And so when we hire people, we look at not only is their doctrinal stance correct or not, but whether they are good people of good standing in their church, because we realize that those are the kind of people who have the talents that we want.
如果我比了一下罗士英信主之前的画的画和他现在的画的画，当然主题有不一样，但是包括技能都有增长。
And so I'm gonna pick on our brother a little. When I look at our brother Sean's drawings before he became a Christian, after he became a Christian, though even though of course you know what he was drawing about has changed, but I really do admire how much his skills have improved since then.
因为同样因为圣灵在上帝创造的时候，在水面上那种把混沌无序变成有序的圣灵。
Because the same Spirit who brooded over the waters of the deep in Genesis is the one who gives us His gifts today.
他把恩赐给了新创造的每一位人，好让我们在他这里面来建立新的创造。
He has given His gifts to us, His new creation.
当我们这些人说出智慧的言语、知识方言、显明信心、医治、行能迹的时候，辨明不同的灵能够说方言、翻方言的时候，圣灵就得到了荣耀，因为他是主角。
Because when we use our gifts, the gifts that have been listed here, the gifts of prophecy, of healing, of distinguishing spirits, of tongues, of interpretation, that the Spirit is glorified.
当赐下使徒传福音、牧师、教师、讲道、劝化人、侍奉人、辅导人、帮助人、治理教会、怜悯施舍、好客的人给教会的时候，圣灵就得到荣耀，因为他是这台戏的主角。
And so He has given us apostles, preachers, teachers, evangelists, those who serve, those who counsel, those who help one another, those who manage, those who are generous, those who are merciful, those who are hospitable. That is when the church glorifies the Spirit because He is the star of the show.
不仅如此，他把这两个目标连在一起，他目的还有一件，不光荣耀他自己。他要使人得益处。
And second, he's not only doing this to glorify himself as if God was a show-off.
如果第一点不那么清楚，第二点应该很清楚。
He also used these gifts to benefit for the good of all, and this should be very, very clear.
整本的新约书信里头，发现大概有四个地方提到属灵的恩赐。
In the New Testament, I've noticed there's about four different places where they talk about spiritual gifts.
就刚刚在说的时候就把二十一种都说给你们了。
And so that's why I summed it all together and gave you this big summation of all the gifts of the Spirit.
不光如此，在第十一节中，他进一步开始强调说，这么许多的恩赐不光是同一位圣灵所赐。
And so these gifts, all of these different kind of gifts, are from one Spirit.
他是按照自己的意思，个别的赐给。个人的
and he,
很有意思
he gives them according to his wishes to every place and every people
这是什么意思
what's that mean
就是你离了我不行我离了你不行
that we can't live without
one another 老婆离了丈夫不行丈夫离了妻子不行
a husband cannot live without his wife a wife cannot live without her husband
意味着整个的教会肢体是彼此不能离开的
and the church cannot exist as just individual members
你一定要彼此联合合适才能够达成上帝的旨意
We must unite together as a body to live out the will of God
这个很有意思的
This is very interesting
随着做牧师的时间增加我开始更多的有直觉的意识到圣灵对我们的引导
And as the pastor of this church I have really truly experienced the leading of the Spirit
但是一个年轻的牧师的一次的讲道对我有帮助
And one of the things that was especially beneficial to me was a sermon I had heard preached by another young pastor.
因为这个人呢，他讲了他怎么发现每个不同的属灵恩赐在他教会里都非常重要。
And it was that one day he came to the epiphany that every person and every gift was of use in his church.
当时他刚刚开始牧养一个教会，很小的教会，他去了大概不到五年。
He also started out as a pastor of a very small church, and he was there maybe 5 years.
在几个星期里头，有三个人来跟他讲话。
So in the span of about a couple of weeks, three people came to him.
他说牧师，你知道我们教会成长的瓶颈是什么吗
？And so they said, you know, Pastor, what you know what the bottleneck of our church is?
因为牧师年轻，他就很谦卑。他说，哎呀，我真不太知道，你说吧。他说，你看没看到我们旁边的那个移动房屋
？And so you know, have you noticed that the moving houses around us?
The trailers.
That none of those people who live in those trailers are coming to our church.
你知道这个教会最大的问题吗？牧师说，洗耳恭听。
And so you know, so what you know what the problem of this church is?
就是教会不传福音。
That the church does not preach the gospel.
这么近的邻居都不讲。
We have not preached the gospel to even our own neighbors.
过了几天，又一个人跟他说。
Somebody and a couple days later, somebody else came to him.
牧师啊，你知道我们教会成长的瓶颈在哪吗
？You know what's the problem with our church, Pastor?
他说不知道。
I don't know.
看到那个移动房屋了吗
？Have you seen those trailers?
他们都是比较穷的人。
Because they were all very poor.
跟我们教会相比来说呢，我们教会比较富裕。
Our church is a little bit richer compared.
他们之所以不来，是因为我没有在社区做怜悯的侍奉。
They don't come because we don't have a ministry of mercy among them.
这是我们教会最大的问题。
That's the biggest problem of our church right now.
牧师就记小抄哈。
And so he's like, oh, okay. He took very careful notes.
过几天又来一个人。
And then a couple days later, somebody else came to him.
牧师，你知道我们教会的瓶颈在哪里吗
Pastor, do you know what the biggest problem of our church is?
他说不知道。
I don't know.
跟他一块指，是不是那个移动房屋
？Have you seen those trailers? Yep.
他说：“你知道吗？我们这个教会呢，是一个蓝领为主的教会，大家没有人组织，一切没有章法乱做。
That we're all blue collar people here. We have no organization. We have no management. We have no plans.
我没有一个特定的方向让大家去走。
We have no vision. We have no direction for the church.
这是为什么？我们没有办法影响那些人。
So we have no influence to anyone, especially not those people.
究竟那个教会的问题是什么呢
？So what's the problem with this church?”
那牧师说。哎，真的，他们都说都对，但不全对。但是合在一起呢
？They were right. They were each of them were right, but nobody had seen the whole picture because when you add all of these three things together, what was the problem of the church?
这个例子是让我想起我们教会现在正在做这个我们这个成人的这个家庭团契，对我有很大的启发。让我们再重新回到我们过去思想，我们缺失了什么？我们需要每个人给我们的贡献。
And so, you know, the church right now is undergoing a lot of change, and because of that, you know, I've been needing to stop and evaluate you know, what's going on in this church and what this church is missing.
因为有时候牧师长老是很愚蠢的人，你知道吧？
Because, you know, sometimes it's the pastors and the elders that are the dumbest people in the church.
就是为什么要你们在这儿？
And that's why you're here.
Okay, 我们看到这个哈，圣灵赐下的不同的恩赐是他的荣耀和为别人同得福音的好处。
And so the Spirit gives his gifts so that he is glorified and if for the good of all.
啊，非常好，今天时间还不错。那我们接着来看第三点。
And so let's look at point number three.
怎么使用你的恩赐？
How are we to use our gifts?
整个从第八到第十节都在讲这个恩赐的丰富。
And so verses 8 through 10 talks about the richness of the gifts.
就这段经文就说到第八节，说有人借着圣灵领受了智慧的言语，有人靠着同一位圣灵领受了知识的言语，又有人因着同一位圣灵领受了信心，还有人因着这位圣灵领受了医治的恩赐。另外有人可以行神迹，另外有人可以讲道，还有人可以分辨助灵，也有人能说各样的方言，也有人能够翻译方言。
And so here he gives a quick overview of all sorts of gifts, you know, words of wisdom, words of knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, preaching, discerning the spirit, speaking in tongues, interpreting tongues.
就 RTS 有一个很老的教授已经退休了，他现在的脑袋已经不好用了，但 Dr. Kismark 他写了很长的新约的 commentary 是非常好的。他八十多岁了，所以他说他不能够去中国讲道了。
One of the professors of RTS who is now since retired, he's written many, many books, many commentaries of the New Testament.
他把这第八节到第十节做了一个归纳。
And so he in one of his commentaries, he summed up these verses in this way.
他说有三种的恩赐在这里头。
There's three kinds of gifts, generally.
他说教导性的恩赐包括智慧和知识。
There's the gifts of teaching or pedagogy, wisdom and knowledge.
他说除此之外还有一个是超然性的恩赐。
And then there's gifts that are supernatural.
包括上帝赐下的信心和医治和做神迹奇事的事。
Both the saving faith and the faith in God that we need for our daily living, as well as healing and miracles.
我们教会大概很需要这个。
We probably need this.
也许我们教会只有吴英强相信有超然的神迹还在这儿，其他人大概都不信。但我也半信半疑，我相信有的。
And of the people in our church, I think maybe only Brother Fred really sincerely believes in the supernatural power of God. And then and the rest of us, maybe, you know, we still have our doubts. And our church really needs that kind of faith.
不过他认为我们教会有牧师都是神迹，我就不太认为这是神迹了。
So he thinks that it was a miracle for that our church even has a pastor. And I'm like, I don't know, man.
那第三个。是沟通的恩赐。
And the third is a communicative.
因为这里头讲到 prophecy， 就是在其实是一种把上帝的旨意，不是讲预言哈，是在讲上帝的旨意。
Because the gift of prophecy is not just oh tomorrow it's going to rain， but it is communicating the will of God to His people.
能够分辨助灵。
And to discern of the spirits.
能够辅导人。
And able to counsel people.
讲方言翻方言
to speak in tongues and to interpret tongues
是不是就超然的恩赐也有普遍的恩惠来圣化
and so God has both natural and supernatural gifts
那亲爱的非基督徒弟兄朋友们你们想不想比一下跟基督徒的差别
so do you want if you're not a Christian you want to compare yourself to a Christian
这个基督徒跟你们相比有一个特点是你们没有的优势
And so something that there are Christians do have that you guys don't.
他们在他原来天然的能力来比呢，他起码有优势，上帝又加一个属灵的恩赐。
Because on top of their regular talents, God will give them an additional supernatural talent.
因为上帝不但给他创造之初我们讲的天然的恩赐和技能，聪明啊，过目不忘啊，口才好啊，唱歌好啊。
Because we know a lot of us have a lot of talent. You know, maybe we're good at public speaking. Maybe we have photographic memories. Maybe we have a good ear for music.
但是在基督里，他们开始享有另一个恩赐，就是圣灵赐下的多一份的祝福。
And so they have a double blessing from the Spirit once they become Christians.
当然，基督徒有一个弱点，请你们也原谅啊。他们就是说，人就是蒙恩的罪人，所以他们用起恩赐的时候，有时候忘了是赐恩的主给的。
And so, but sometimes
忘了是收音 Holy Spirit 是收音 themselves 啊，这是他们的一个问题。
And so, you know, we Christians being you know sinners, we're still going to mess up, and we're still going to use our gifts to show off ourselves instead of the Spirit.
所以，当你到教会来的时候，这些朋友们，你发现教会不完美的时候，千万不要放弃。
And so if you come to the church and you see that the church has flaws, I hope you don't give up on us.
有一个牧师说，我们是 the project under construction.
我们是不断受建造的工作。
啊，我们是工程还没完成的一个情况哈，一直在 construction。所以当教会只有十几个人的时候，其实大家不太谈论属灵的恩赐的。
And so when the church is small, most people don't talk about spiritual gifts.
因为每个人都必须侍奉。
Because everybody has to serve.
当教会有一百来人的时候呢，你就有很多地方可以躲的了。
But now that our church is around 100 or so people large, you're going to try to make maybe you'll see people trying to make all sorts of excuses.
牧师长老只有几个眼睛。
Because you know there's only so many of us pastors and elders. You can sit you can hide yourself.
当别人邀请你侍奉的时候，你可以推脱说：“哎，我没有这个属灵的恩赐。”
And you know when somebody says, "Hey, why don't you come and serve?" You say, "Well, I don't have that gift."
有一个人，我叫他在过去的教会，我说：“我们团契是扫地吧？”他说：“我没有扫地的恩赐。”
And so I remember we were discussing, you know.We need people to sweep the you know sweep the grounds, and he's like, well, I don't have that gift.
其实这是懒人，你要小心，多给的多要，不用的话，上帝就收回。
If you are lazy, beware, because Jesus told us, to whom much is given, much is expected, and to those who have more will be given, but those who do not have even what he has will be taken away.
所以，如果滥用的时候，不仅是教会受损，更多的是你自己受羞。
And so, when you abuse your gifts, not only is the church as a whole suffer, but you yourself suffers the most.
因此，我一方面特别鼓励弟兄姐妹要发现你的恩赐在什么方面。
So first, I would greatly encourage you to go discover what your gifts are.
在教会成长的过程中，彼此的搭配来侍奉。
And that you use those gifts in the church.
但是我还关心基督徒能不能够正确的有一个好的心态使用他的恩赐。
And then what I'm also very passionate about is that you serve with the right attitude.
因为我觉得我们很重要一点要知道我们是什么样的动机来侍奉。
Because why do we serve God?
这个恩赐是很丰富的。
Because we do have very rich gifts.
还记得哥林多教会的问题吗
？Remember what the problem of the Corinthian church was？
我们为什么提前把第十三章讲了
？Why did we start from verse 13？
最后保罗在这节，如果你读到第三十一节这一章读完的时候，要预备进入第十三章的时候，著名的爱的篇章的时候，你知道保罗怎么说的
？And so you know how Paul summed up the Corinthian church in about chapter 12, verse 31？
他说：“你们要热切地寻求那更大的恩赐。我现在要把更高的道路指示你们，就是爱。”
But you are to seek the greater gift, and what is this greater gift? Love.
哥林教会啊，在侍奉的时候，每个人都有恩赐，最后都变成叫什么 talent show， 明白？就是叫 talent show。
The Corinthian church has so many.
最好把别人都比下去。
这个最后变成耍杂了。
只有他自己有光环，非常的好。我发现哈，在我们基督徒侍奉的时候，有一个现象叫疲劳过度 （burnout）。
And so a lot of Christians when they're serving God, they'll often burn themselves out.
我今天想讲一个原因，一个原因就是把圣灵的果子和圣灵的恩赐给混淆了。
And a lot of times that happens because we mix up the gifts of the Spirit with the fruit of the Spirit.
圣灵所结的果子，我们很熟悉，在保罗的另一节经文里讲到，仁爱、喜乐、和平，一直到节制，总共九个特质。
So we know the gift that the fruit of the Spirit is, you know, love, joy, peace, etc., so forth, all the way down to self-control.
这是什么呢？这是每一个基督徒都有的。
That this is something that every Christian should have.
如果你没有 something wrong.
So if you don't have it, 那你有毛病了。
对，这个上帝是毫不吝啬的，全部都给你，一股脑的都给你。
And so, because God gives you all of those things.
但是我们现在讲的属灵的恩赐呢，不是每个人把所有的恩赐都有的。
And so, but spiritual gifts are not for everyone.
甚至不在一间教会，甚至不在一个宗派里，能够拥有上帝所有丰富的恩赐。
That not all of the gifts of God are concentrated in one church or maybe even one denomination.
所以呢，当我们在这个地方搞不清楚的时候呢，我们把第一个方面是讲什么？你是谁？你的品格什么？
So when we serve God, we have to realize who are we? What are characteristics?
是圣灵的果子，对吧？
That is the fruit of the Spirit.
我们英文说 being.
That is your being.
第二个圣灵的恩赐是什么？你的技能，你能做什么？
And the second is your ability, what you can do.
如果你把这两个东西的次序搞混，然后内容搞混， 结果是灾难性的。
So if you get this mixed up, it's a disaster.
为什么这么说呢？
Why do I say this?
你知道我们生活在很大的一个城市。
Because we live in a big city.
大的城市有一个特点，就是高度的竞争。
And we know that in big cities, it's very competitive.
它很强调才华、表现、能干。
And what the city looks on is, you know, the ability, and your external things.
因此，在教会中呢，有些热心的弟兄姐妹也会参与不同的侍奉。
And so we know that when we have the passion for serving, we often throw ourselves into different areas.
时间做久了以后，他们产生一个错误的印象。
And as time goes past, they have this wrong impression of things.
我的辅导很有果效，其他人好像生命改变了。我的教导很棒，主日学和这个小组有很多人来。
So I think, oh yeah, you know, my counseling is very effective. It's changed people's lives. My leading is great. You know, the small group and the Sunday school is going great.
我带诗歌让大家能够投入，让他们进入上帝的同在。
And when I lead singing, everybody's really into singing.
对不起，我的饭也做得很好。
And I'm even a great cook.
所以包括我说，我觉得讲道也不错，大家听得入迷了。这是自我 fantasy 哈。
And you know, even I as a pastor sometimes will think, oh, I'm a great preacher. Everybody loves listening to my sermons.
结果我们得一个结论说，一定有上帝的同在。
And so we think everything's going great. Of course, God is working with me.
其实答案不一定。
Like, are you sure?
因为你把侍奉的技能、圣灵的恩赐与圣灵的果子搞混了。
Because we often mix up the ability, the gifts with this fruit.
上帝可以使用一个牛羊让人信主，可以使用一个不信主的人讲道让人信主，你信吗？
God can use whatever means he wants to get people to believe, even, you know, even an animal, even a non-believer.
有的时候我们没有看到，当我们满足其他人需要的时候，好像我们在舍己，有人信主，有人成长，但是答案仍然可能是否定的。
So, you know, when we pour ourselves out like this, we think, oh, I'm sacrificing so much of myself from God. Are you, really?
让我再给你一个例子，让你明白。
Let me give you another example.
给一个圣灵的果子，让你来分别。
So one of the fruit of the Spirit.
什么是圣灵的果子呢？
What is the fruit of the Spirit?
圣灵果子就是看见自己在全权上帝的手中，在他的恩典中充满喜乐，无论是境遇好还是境遇恶，仍然靠主喜乐。
One of the fruit of the Spirit is joy. And what is joy? Joy is to enjoy the sovereignty of God, whether the circumstances are good or bad.
有时候你会很惊讶说，哎呀，这事儿如果两年前发生，我肯定承受不了，我肯定跟他过不去。
So, you know, when you look back at your own life, you think to yourself, you know, if what's going on in my life right now happened a couple of years ago, I'm sure I couldn't take it.
但是我现在可以看到上帝的掌权，我能够有那个平安喜乐。其实换句话说，随着你生命的成熟，你就会变得更加的谦卑。
And as your life matures, you will become more and more humble.
在你侍奉中跟不同的恩赐人在一起搭配的时候，
And then when you're working with other people,
你开始更多的欣赏别人比你强的地方。
You'll start
用这个来查验你自己。
You'll start being able to admire other people's talents, especially people who have the same talents as you, but they're better at it than you.
当别人跟你意见不同的时候，甚至误解你的时候，你也开始不那么在意了。
And if people agree with you or they even misunderstand you, you don't mind.
因为你不需要别人的 approval, 因为上帝是深深的爱着你，把他的儿子为你舍了，
because、
还要什么其他的证明？
You don't need the approval of other people because God Himself loves you to the point of having given His own Son to die on the cross for you.
所以别人对你的不公正或者别人对你的不接纳，其实你都变得不在意了。
So any kind of problems you run into with other people, you don't have to worry about it.
你有时候醒过来说，哎，这事要是前两年发生，我一定跟他现在要理论不清楚，理论清楚。
You know, because if you look at your life and you think, you know, if somebody offended me this way, I would have took it up to him right away.
这个时候你知道这是圣灵的一个果实。
So you know that that's the fruit of the Spirit.
但你把这两个搞颠倒，结果很危险。
But if you get these things mixed up, it's very dangerous.
有些人侍奉十分的盲目，为事工、为他人的缘故，搞得身心灵疲惫。
So we know people who've poured themselves out.
他没办法恢复，原因什么呢？
And then
他的内心仍然是空虚的。
And the reason why they are exhausted is because they're empty on the inside.
他们靠外面的忙碌得到一种解脱，好像他是一个基督徒。
They busy themselves to distract themselves from life as if they're such, you know, they're such devout Christians.
他们没有良好的祷告的习惯。
But they don't have the habit of prayer.
他们没有经历到基督舍己的爱。
They have not experienced the love of Christ.
我告诉你，如果你没有圣灵的果子，却使用你圣灵的恩赐，把它误为是圣灵的果子。
If you do not have the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, but you use your gifts in thinking that they are the fruit,
你越侍奉，不仅不会变成耶稣基督的样子，会越来越糟糕。
Not only will you not be more and more like Jesus, but in fact, it'll be the opposite.
这样的侍奉是很危险的。
It's a very dangerous kind of service.
这种侍奉不仅没有果效，你就像一个汽车轮胎里面没有气一样。
Because you'll be like a flat tire.
想想，该撒气的时候，那个车怎么停下来的？
So, do you know how a car breaks?
但是反过来，如果你常活在基督的爱里面
，But if you live in the love of Christ,
你的恩赐不断会大大的使用
，Your not only are your gifts greatly used,
不然的话，你带着一个枯竭的心来侍奉上帝。
Otherwise, you come to God with a dried up spirit.
这是一个奥秘。
This is a mystery.
如果你有圣灵的果实，再有圣灵的恩赐。那你是大大可以被神所使用的人。
If you have both the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit, then you can be used by God.
我要结束了。
I'm going to sum up now.
我们看到了圣灵赐下什么样的恩赐。
We see the gifts that
源头是上帝
the Spirit uses.
给我们不同的分别，完全是三位一体上帝的工作。
And that God, we know that Spirit, what gifts are gifts from God, that it is the work of God.
为何给我们这些独特的恩赐
？Why has he given us these gifts?
是圣灵的 talent show.
That this is the Holy Spirit's show.
是圣灵让在我们身上造就别人。
That the Holy Spirit wants to build other people up through us.
我们看到圣灵恩赐的丰富吗
？Have we seen the richness of the Spirit?
我们向往他吗
Do we seek after those things?
我们从圣灵的果实开始。
Let's start from the Spirit.
有几个quote我来结束。那第一个方面我刚谈到，有一个人。
Let me sum up with a few more things.
加尔文这样说。
Calvin says.
他说：“如果我们对我们的才能感到骄傲的时候呢，其实我们就是背叛了那个对赐才能的上帝，缺乏感恩。
If we are proud of our talents, we betray our lack of gratitude to God.
这是我们想第一点。”第二个，我再跟你说这个H. Hart Carson 不是这个 D.R. Carson， 他这样说。
And let me give you something, some more food for thought.
他说呢，把上帝给的恩赐，然后占为己有，认为是自己的这个 credit 的时候呢，其实我们把我们拥有的这些恩赐的，无论是高估它还是低估它，我们都没有发现这个恩赐本来的重要性。
To claim credit for the Lord's gifts to us or to undervalue our particular charisma is either case to lose sight of the essential nature of any gift.
最后我再说一个，第三点有关的。他说圣灵的果子不是表明我们属灵。
Spiritual gifts are no proof of spirituality.
这个 Virus and Powell 这么说， It is very hard to behold our own gifts without pride.The gift of others without envy.
要能够不为我们自己的恩赐骄傲，也不嫉妒别人的恩赐，那实在是难事。
但是嫉妒，上帝是赐恩赐的主。我们来
祷告。But remember that God is a God who graciously gives His gifts to His people.
主，我们谢谢你。把各种各样的恩赐倾倒下来给你的教会。
Lord, we thank you so much for pouring out your gifts to this church.
好，我们彼此建造来荣耀你的圣名。
So that we can build each other up and glorify your spirit.
彼此怜爱，彼此忍让。
That we can love one another and we can defer to one another.
给我们一个谦卑谨守的心。
Give us a humble and heart.
好，让这个教会来彰显你的荣耀。
So that this church can show your glory.
不是让别人记着福音教会。
That people don't look at us and see the Orlando Chinese Evangelical Christian Church.
让人记着我们是主的身体。
That they look at us and see the body of the Lord.
将祷告感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in this in thanksgiving and glorifying God, the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.